and now, pioneering UK magazine, The Picture Post. Picture Post was an influential magazine in Britain during the Second World War and the post-war years, which documented the period through the emerging medium of photojournalism. Unlike other news publications, it focused on the lives of everyday people and was responsible for some of the most striking images of this unique period in time. Filmmaker Rob West, whose documentary Picture Stories recounts the rise and fall of the magazine, explains how it changed the shape of the news in Britain in an era before television.
Picture Post was new to the UK in its whole approach to presentation of journalistic stories, a combination of images and text, and the very bold use of images to tell stories, and specifically the way in which it presented images, the layout of images on the page, the interaction between images and text, and also the type of stories that it told. So not only political stories, celebrity stories, as you might expect, but focusing very much on the lives of ordinary people, on life in Britain on a day-to-day basis, in the run-up to the war, during the Second World War, and afterwards, and portraying ordinary life in Britain back to the people of Britain.
Picture Post's founding editor was a Hungarian Jewish refugee called Stefan Laurent, who had moved to London after being imprisoned in Germany in the early 1930s.
Originally, he began as a film director in Hungary and then transitioned to become a magazine editor and applied some of the techniques of film editing to the presentation of pictures and stories within magazines. He moved from Hungary to Germany and became a very influential editor in Munich and also in Berlin, and brought together some great photographic and journalistic talents in publications in Germany. But when the Nazis came to power, they identified Laurent as a potential source of opposition to their regime. They put him in prison for 6 months. He was released, but having been released, he then fled to the UK and managed to develop a career as a magazine editor in Britain.
Laurent persuaded publisher Edward Holton to finance Picture Post as a completely new and radical publication. He brought together the best talents from across Europe, many of them refugees from the Nazis, and used his abilities to lay out picture stories in a way that was accessible to a very wide audience.
What Laurent bought was an eye for big, bold images. So often they would be positioned on the right-hand page, which is where he thought the eye would naturally fall. But he also had a great eye for the presentation of a number of images together on the page and how you sequence them and how you position them against each other so that the reader could sort of look from picture to picture. And often these were numbered. So in a way, through the numbering of the pictures, you would tell the story.
The weekly magazine was openly anti-fascist and not afraid to share its opinions. It condemned the persecution of the Jews in Nazi Germany and considered the future of Britain after the war. Through its stories, it raised social awareness and helped shape policy.
Right from the outset, Picture Post had a very strong social agenda. To start with, it was essentially an anti-fascist agenda, but one also which was drawing attention to the terrible social conditions in parts of Britain. And during the course of the Second World War, Picture Post was absolutely primary in discussing the possibilities of a post-war Britain, and particularly talking about the possibilities of an expanded welfare state and of a free National Health Service.
Unable to gain British citizenship and fearful of a Nazi invasion, Laurent left the Picture Post in July 1940 to pursue a career in America. His assistant, Tom Hopkinson, was appointed as the new editor. The magazine flourished under his direction. With a circulation of 1.7 million at its peak, it was read by 1 in 3 Britons.
I think it was popular partly because it was relatively inexpensive. It was extremely accessible. It was deliberately accessible, both in terms of its format, layout, but also the types of stories that it presented. Some of them about social conditions, but some also reporting on the war, some celebrity stories, some funny stories, but a wide mix of stories, something to kind of appeal to everyone. And I think for many people, it was really their first introduction to photography. And it was the first publication that really gave centrality to photojournalism.
With declining sales and a lack of advertising, Picture Post was closed in 1957. Nevertheless, it left a lasting legacy for media and for the country.
I think it had an absolute fundamental long-term influence, both on media in Britain, in terms of people's understanding of how to lay out stories, how to use photography and text to tell stories immediately afterwards in terms of newspaper magazines and so on. But even to this day, our understanding of how to lay out stories on the internet and how to use images to tell stories with captions. But I think it also had a huge impact on photography in this country because it created and established a tradition of documentary photography, of telling ordinary stories, real life stories. And perhaps also it was a foundation for documentary in terms of film as well, and the importance of the testimony of ordinary peoples. As well, of course, it had a long-lasting political impact in helping to establish some of the foundations of the welfare state that we still enjoy today.